Well, we gather together to worship the Lord. The question is, how should we do that? And the psalmist explains it to us in Psalm 138. If you'll turn there with me, we begin to see what it means to worship the Lord. A point that should be noticed is that throughout the psalm, the one word that's repeated over and over again is the word praise, which seems to convey a heart of gratitude towards the Lord. This is why the psalmist will start off in Psalm 138, "I will give thanks to the Lord." We've oftentimes made reference to Romans chapter 1 that tells us that God's wrath was upon man because that which was known about God, well, he didn't acknowledge and he did not give thanks. The psalmist says, "I will give thanks to thee." The question is, how do you do this? Sort of give thanks to God? The passage says very clearly, "with all my heart." Is there actually a worship that is half-hearted? Is it possible? It's not possible. There is no such thing as worship that would be true unless it was with the whole heart. Love the Lord your God with all your heart. "I will give thanks with all my heart. I will sing praises to thee before the mighty ones, before the gods." There are a lot of people that we may feel intimidated around. Oh, they're pretty important. They're pretty great. So would this make you shy about giving thanks to God? Would it make you shy about singing praise to God in front of them? The psalmist says, "I'm not ashamed of my God. I don't care how strong everybody thinks they are. I will sing praise before them of how great my God is. I will bow down toward thy holy temple and give thanks to thy name." Thy name. You know, the wonderful thing about the Gospel of John as it opens up in chapter 1 is it tells us that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory of God full of grace, or you could use the word loving kindness, and truth. Well, he says the same thing within this particular passage. "For thou hast magnified thy word." Well, if you look, what is his word? "I will give thanks to thy name for thy loving kindness and thy truth." You say, "Well, I can't think of anything to give thanks to the Lord about." Well, give thanks for his loving kindness to you, for his mercy endures forever, that he is a forgiving God, a compassionate God, slow to anger, long-suffering towards us. His mercy is new and his loving kindness is new every morning. And great is his faithfulness. "I will give thanks to thy name for thy loving kindness and thy truth," thy reliableness. I can depend on you. If you say something, you're going to do it. How strange is that? What an anomaly is that in this world today? But if God says something, you can trust in it. That's why his word is so comforting, because you can take the promises of God's word and take them to the bank. "I will give thanks to thy name for thy loving kindness and thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy word according to all thy name. I will call upon you." Well, the question is, who does God listen to? And the psalmist states this in verse 6. "For though the Lord is exalted, yet he regards the lowly. But the haughty he knows from afar." This psalm is reminding us that we need to come and give him praise, give him glory. Point to him. Recognize him for his greatness. There is power, there is strength. There is his promises for those that will humble themselves and regard God in this way. That's what worship is. We actually believe that God is who he says he is and that he's a rewarder of those who will diligently seek him. Well, Father, we give you thanks today for your greatness, for your majesty, for your power, but most of all for your loving kindness and your truth. We trust you. Great is your faithfulness, and your loving kindness is new every morning to us. Lord, we acknowledge that today, and we are so thankful with all of our hearts. In your name we pray. Amen.